Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Drew Destin from the Post Gazette.
He has a lot of cats.
He's one of the Pirates reporters. On with Paul Zeiss today. We have some clips from this. He said this about the Pirates in the trade deadline.
This is a team that's three games under 500, 83 games into the season. I don't think they've shown you enough to say this should be the all-in season. I understand the sentiment of, you have Jones, Skeens, and Keller, and you don't want to waste that. But I don't think the entire core has shown you enough that one bat is going to be the difference between this team being a World Series contender versus a fringe team. I'd look at the smaller pickups, whether that's getting old friend Miguel Andujar back from the Oakland A's. He would cost very little. I know some people would be upset about that and say, well, why didn't he get a chance here last year? But where I stand on that is just, this is not the team, in my opinion. This is not the year to go all in.
Do you agree with him? I don't. I don't think he said, I understand the sentiment of Skeens, Jones, and Keller. He clearly does not understand it.
It can be very fleeting. At any moment, if any one of those guys were to get hurt, suddenly your calculus changes radically.
The whole point of that is when everybody's records get reset to 0-0 and it's a best of three, best of five, best of seven, you feel much better about your team because of your starting pitchers. And the three games under 500 point, they're playing a team tonight who won a World Series after they had an 83-win season. It happens all the time.
The Philadelphia Phillies were a 90-win team. The Braves won 104 games. The Brewers won 92, and the Dodgers won 100 games last year. The Marlins won 84. The team that represented the National League in the World Series was an 84-78 ball club.
I know.
That caught fire at the right time. I mean, come on. And it's easier to catch fire when you have multiple pitchers who theoretically could go into a series and shut people down. I would disagree with Andrew, too, there.
Miguel Andujar is the name he brought up.
I've become a born-again... A born-again go-for-it guy because I was guilty back in the Huntington days, the salad days of Neil Huntington, of saying, be careful with some of those big prospects. No longer.
Miguel Andujar, who had two cups of coffee with the Pirates the last 2 years and was up and down between Pittsburgh and Indy. In Oakland, he has had a, quote, renaissance season. He's hitting .305, but he's only played in 32 games, not even half the season. Two homers, 14 RBIs. And this is the type of reunion you want? That's the type of move you're talking about? He also went on to say this about how you can try to do two things at the deadline this year.
I would be really surprised if this deadline is an all-in surge to become a better team across the board and really load up. I think it's okay to add, but I think it's also okay to subtract in small ways. So that might mean, okay, one of Marco Gonzalez or Martin Perez gets traded. Maybe an Aroldis Chapman gets dealt. Maybe you see if anybody is a taker for a catcher like Yasmani Grandal as a true backup.
If Chapman gets dealt, one of the things that having great starting pitching can then lead to is if you have a very good shutdown bullpen in the playoffs, you become really, really difficult to deal with. We've already said if they want to try to contend and get in there and maybe be a dangerous team, you need a bat at least and a bullpen arm, another bullpen arm. If you trade Chapman away, you need two of them now.
Yeah.
And he has been better lately.
Okay, so why would you trade Chapman, Zeiss asked.
Do you really think there's a chance that Aroldis Chapman could be traded at the deadline?
Yes, I genuinely do. I think it's possible just because of the reality that they are paying him so much money, and because the second half of the season's coming up, they could shed themselves of roughly $5 million by dealing him. A contender would certainly like to add them to their bullpen, one that's, you know, a legitimate bona fide contender. And you could get some real prospects in return for him. I mean, you look at the way that he's been moved around the last handful of years at the deadline, whether from the Yankees to the Cubs to the Rangers to all these different teams. Like, he has gotten solid prospects in return. Now, some people may roll their eyes at that and say, we don't need more prospects. But I think what that allows you to do is be more legitimately aggressive once it becomes the winter. Once it becomes next year at the deadline, you have a bigger prospect capital that you can actually push for next season.
I just think you cannot assume next year is going to arrive and be the year that you think it's going to be. Bottom line.
I'm just mortified by the thought of them being still in this three games out with the starting pitching to do damage.
And trading away,
trade someone and you're not getting any kind of instant help. It's prospects and capital to use at a trade deadline to be determined. When you're, what, theoretically closer than three games and you feel better about your starting pitching then than you do now? Yikes. And the other part of that I'm just, they have the lowest payroll in the National League, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're that concerned about potentially saving $5 million with Aroldis Chapman, where one of the reasons why, one of the motives or one of the incentives to trading him is
to
not pay him $5 million the rest of the year?
That's no good.
It's not a $20 million player. It's not even, remember Francisco Liriano was making a lot of money when they traded him in that deal with Toronto and they strapped the prospects on with him to get him out the door?
Reese McGuire, Harold Ramirez deal. The famous Zeiss didn't know what he was reading because he thought it was so unbelievable when it came down the wire.
Yes, he had this kind of reaction to it.
The,
yeah.
Pretty much. No, it's $5 million, man. I'm sorry. That's cost. That's like very basic cost of doing business. If you are contending, you're not trying to get out from under $5 million.
I heard that driving in today, and I'm like, oh my God, is this bleak? You're telling me buy and sell.
Who was a team recently that's actually sold while they're in contention? What didn't the White Sox do that one random year and like piss off all their fans?
They did. I think Doug Drabeck was involved in that.
But I feel like teams have done it semi-recently.
That's going way back. That's 30 years ago.
That might be the one I'm thinking of. I thought there have been more examples recently of some teams doing that, and it's just a head-scratcher.
Huntington traded Mark Melancon when they were still in the mix that one year to Washington to get the closer who shall not be named.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.